Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. It's another big day, Thursday. Almost, thank God, it's Friday time. And we're winning big. It was a big week. I just come off a live appearance on the Steve Bannon War Room show. What a hit that was. Grand slam home run. Grand slam home run. I've got more response to that one than pretty much anything I've ever done in my entire career. And you know why? Because I'm a guy who fights back and doesn't take it sitting down. I tell it like it is. I screamed victory on Bannon's show. I said, what a week it's been. Disney just got stripped. Excuse the pun. We took Disney's pants right off. Disney just got stripped of all their special protections in Florida. Disney's going down like the Hindenburg. Disney's going down like the Titanic. Disney's the new Poseidon Adventure. And the Florida legislature and the liberals are going insane. Just passed by a landslide this new law that just completely takes Disney apart. And Netflix is going down like the Hindenburg. And CNN Plus is gone. Bankrupt, lost $300 million in 21 days, taking it off the air. Bye-bye. Twitter is about to be taken over by Elon Musk. He made an announcement today. He's got the money. He found $43 billion to take over Twitter. The mask mandates are finito on airplanes, trains, buses, public transport. And Spotify fired Michelle and Barack Obama. Did you know that? Because they weren't making any money. Nobody wants to watch Obama. What, are you kidding me? My classmate from Columbia. Why doesn't someone who's smart... see how people say things and liberals immediately want to make it like, you know, you're saying something racist. That's just a saying. I'll beat the crap out of them verbally in a debate. Just beat the crap out of them. And he's got no facts on his side. He doesn't have America on his side. He doesn't know how lucky he was that he ran as the first black president and so many guilty white people voted for him. And they did not get what they wanted. They did not get what they expected. They don't like him anymore. Obama's not well-liked. The guy they call unliked, the guy they call hated, Donald Trump is the most popular politician in America. But when you own the news media and you own the pollsters, you're allowed to lie every single day. Lie, lie, lie. As I said on the Bannon show, I wish I could say that Donald Trump's the best salesman for the GOP. I wish I could say Steve Bannon is. I wish I could say Wayne Root is. But the best salesman in history for the GOP is Joe Biden. He's turning everybody Republican. Remember that song, turning Japanese, I really think so. Well, Joe Biden's turning everybody Republican. Everybody's turning GOP, I really think so. Here's an article. Asian Americans bolting for the Democrat Party, and they may never look back. Asian Americans are switching to the Republican Party as the 2022 midterms loom, waking up to Democrat Party promoting discrimination in school acceptance policies, among a slew of other factors. Trust me when I tell you, everybody's coming over to the GOP. because anybody can see that Joe Biden is the worst president in history, and the people behind him who are really running the country, Obama, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Chinese Communist Party, I'm sure Bill Gates is in there too. These are crazy people with mental illness. These are the same people that are behind that play in Los Angeles, in downtown L.A., at a famous theater. I think it's called the Mark Tapper Theater. If my memory serves me, from 2 weeks ago, I got the actual email that my friend got in the mail who was going to attend the play that night. It's an all-black actor play, and they will not let you in the audience unless you're black. No whites need apply. These are the people running the Democrat Party. They don't want the white eyes to gaze upon them as they do their work as black artists. I swear to God, that's what the article, invitation said. So this is what you're dealing with. So extreme, so radical. The Rhode Island Democrats, six state senators, maybe it's seven state senators. I think it's the sponsor and creator of the bill plus six sign-ons. Seven Democrat senators signed on to a bill that says if your kids aren't vaccinated, your minors aren't vaccinated, they're going to double your state income tax. Now, Rhode Island probably has a 10% state income tax. So if you make like $500,000 a year, that's $50,000 in taxes. They're going to double it to $100,000 because your kids aren't vaccinated, ignoring the fact that the vaccine is killing thousands of people every day across the globe. And how many are being crippled and disabled for life? It's sick. What's going on, as I said on Steve Bannon's show, which got an incredible response. You should see the emails I've got. Saying Wayne Root for governor of Nevada, Wayne Root for president of the United States, Wayne Root for Rush Limbaugh, replacing Rush. All the emails, the wild celebration and applause for what I said. I said, look, this is not Bill Clinton. This is not a political disagreement. It's not you and me in a slight fight over tax rates or any of the things we used to fight over. Defense spending, regulations. No. This is not that. This is treason. This is a purposeful communist attack upon the United States, and the people involved are traitors, radical communist traitors who, as soon as we identify who they are, they must be indicted, they must be shackled, they must have leg irons, they must be put on a plane to Guantanamo and put on trial for treason. And if convicted, we're giving them a great lawyer. I'm sure they'll get the best liberal lawyers in America. We'll volunteer to represent them. And if you can get them off, then you try and get them off. But if they're found guilty, they should spend life in prison. Or get the death penalty for mass murder in the case of those pushing the mandates for the vaccine. Because that's just murder. And the people loved it. Someone's willing to say it. I'm willing to say it. This is treason. They are traitors. They need to be put on trial for treason. Can you imagine there's anybody in America who actually is upset that you can't teach kindergartners about being transgender or changing from a boy to a girl and a girl to a boy? Can you imagine there's people upset about that? They passed that bill in Florida. Now they went against Disney. And the people down there who are on the left are losing their mind. They're showcasing themselves as radical freaks and weirdos. The radical left today went bonkers after the Florida legislature voted to eliminate Disney's special tax district. Governor Ron DeSantis proposed terminating Disney's 1967 Reedy Creek Improvement District because the entertainment company pursued anti-family transgender programming for young children. The Reedy Creek Improvement District is a 50-year-old special statute that shields Disney from massive amounts of tax obligations and regulations, and it allows Disney to self-govern. It should be noted Disney employs 38 lobbyists in Florida and has a stronghold on state Democrats and establishment Republicans. And the House successfully voted to end the district. The radical left took to Twitter like madmen and women to voice their screaming banshee anger. Huffington Post writer Ann Brenoff stated Disney should uproot its 25,000-acre theme park in Florida and move it elsewhere. Ashton Pittman, Mississippi Free Press writer, said the termination moved forward because Disney dared to criticize the state's hateful law attacking LGBTQ kids. No, it doesn't. We're not attacking children who are gay. First of all, no child knows they're gay in kindergarten through third grade. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Nobody's saying a word about gay. We're not saying anything negative about gay. You have no right to brainwash my kids to be gay. Political strategist Rachel Bitcoffer, who hosts the Ukrainian flag in her Twitter bio, said a Republican initiative is just about showing they've got you by the balls, Disney. If you have a lot of infrastructure laid down in a red state, Republicans want you to know they've got you by the balls. Rosanna Arquette, a nutty Hollywood fruitcake, an activist who states racism is terrorism, said Democrats should register more voters to change the law. Guess what, Rosanna? You don't get it. Republicans overtook Democrats in voter registration in Florida for the first time in history in the last few months. Listen to her tweet, Rosanna Arquette. There are many beautiful human beings in Florida that are organizing and registering voters that will bring humanity to their state. So that's the definition of humanity. My normal children have to sit in your classroom and have a communist transgender teacher brainwash them that they should change from being a boy to a girl in kindergarten and first grade. Sick, sick people. And you know what? Disney just got canceled. Victory! Remember that show Entourage? I remember when the star of the show, he had a brother that was kind of goofy. And the brother used to scream, Victory! Victory against Disney. Victory against Netflix. Victory against CNN Plus, which should have been called CNN Minus. Minus taste. Minus people that anybody want to watch. Victory against Twitter. Elon Musk going to be taking it over soon. Victory against mask mandates, otherwise known as communist face diapers. And victory against the Obamas by Spotify. What a week!
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now. When you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SteelsandDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsandDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsandDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office,
or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs, steals and deals, LV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to stealsanddealslv.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to stealsanddealslv.com or call 725-260-3337. Stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing!
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Allen Roots, welcome back to the show. It is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, the 21st of April. Heading for May fast, heading for summer fast. And by the way, black Americans were murdered at a rate 32% higher since Black Lives Matter joined the scene. Do you hear any Black Lives Matter complaints about the murder rate being up 32% against black people? Nope. Haven't heard any rallies, haven't heard any protests, haven't heard any riots. They're not burning and looting in the name of blacks being murdered. Only in the name of a black person who gets in a struggle with the police, who's a lifelong criminal, who's high on drugs, who just committed a crime, and is struggling with the police. Meaning if the police take it easy on him, he could grab your gun and kill you. But you should just take it easy and let him grab the gun and kill you. Why not? You'll never see your wife or kids again. Because after all, the criminal's black. You've got to go easy on black criminals. I don't think you realize, when a cop is struggling with someone, there's no thought in his mind whether they're black or white, male or female, Jewish or Christian or Muslim. If they want to get home to their wife and kids, and they just want to make sure they use enough overpowering force that they get the guy under control and they go home to see their family again and live again, live a normal life. Not be paralyzed for life in the neck down like that poor cop in Las Vegas from the Black Lives Matter parade in Las Vegas. In the middle of that, he got shot and he's paralyzed for life. All cops want to do is get home to see their families. Nobody wakes up and says, I'm going to kill me a black person today. There is no such thing. But yet Black Lives Matter wants to burn down the nation when a black criminal gets shot by the police. But all the thousands of black people being murdered across the country, and the numbers are up 32% since Black Lives Matter started all their protesting, There's no protests over that. There's no riots over that. No national strikes over that. No, they're too busy buying million-dollar mansions. Tons of them. Like three for each person who founded Black Lives Matter. Unbelievable. Kyle LeBrew for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He is a Republican running for United States Congress. He's an America First conservative and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. And yes, he's sponsoring my entire national radio show. This guy wants to be the leader in the Republican Congress among incoming freshmen. He wants to be the pro-Trump America First most high-profile congressman. That's why he's buying this ad campaign, clearly. He says, we don't just need more Republicans in Congress. We need Republican fighters. What good are they if they're not fighters? If they're rhino establishment Republicans, what good are they? They're not. He says, we need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you, Kyle LeBrew. Kyle stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our children with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. This guy's great. Pro-life, supports term limits, defends free speech, understands government works for the people, not the other way around. He'll never support a tax hike because we already tax too much. Love this guy. Kyle LeBrew, conservative fighter for Congress. I don't care where you live in America. Send him $10, $20, $50, $100. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Send him some money. Kyle LeBrew, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress, LABRUE. Like true, true blue, true red, white, and blue, Kyle LeBrew. So there's so much news, and it's impossible to get to it all, but I'm going to try and pick just a few interesting stories out there. Activists look the other way as black Americans pay a bloody price for BLM's woke agenda. That's a story about murders being dramatically up. Germany's inflation surpasses 30%, the highest since 1949, right after World War II. Can you imagine how bad things are? The inflation that's coming to America. Two Russian oligarchs, meaning billionaires, their wives and daughters all found dead one day apart. No idea what that means, and I'm not even saying I know. I'm not even casting any aspirations. I have no idea why Russian billionaires and their wives and children are being murdered. But someone's killing them. And that will be an interesting story moving forward. The White House praises Kamala Harris's handling of the migration crisis as border crossings hit a 22-year high. Biden absolutely backs Harris as the border czar. Oh, boy. That's pretty funny. As my Jewish friends would say, oy vey. And lefty protesters screech like demons as the Florida House votes in favor of stripping Disney's self-governing status. They're showing themselves what they are. A lot of people on the left are demons controlled by the devil, I'm telling you. It's the devil that's in charge of the Democrat Party. And we've got the angels.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A recommendation for a fourth COVID shot for the public may not come until there's a clear strategy in place. Some on the CDC's independent vaccine expert panel say a booster every 4 to 6 months isn't a realistic public health goal. One member, Dr. Sarah Long, says we need to focus on preventing hospitalizations and death instead of hoping vaccines can prevent infections. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claims sanctions are delivering a tremendous blow to Russia's economy.
The tremendous blow on the Russian economy resulting from our sanctions is only possible because of the breadth of our coalition.
Yellen talking with reporters during the Global Monetary Summit in Washington, D.C. She said the U.S. and allies will continue tightening the vise on Russia over its ongoing war against Ukraine. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We'll be right back.
The Final Countdown is the name of that song. We're counting down the disasters for Democrats this week. Disney going down the tubes, voted down in Florida. Netflix exploding, or I should say imploding. CNN Plus gone, bankrupt, ran through, I think it was $300 million in 21 days, taking them off the air. Twitter, Elon Musk about to take them over. Mask mandates have imploded. Goodbye. No more face diapers. And Spotify basically fires Michelle and Barack Obama. It was a good week. It's only Thursday. Lots more to come. Tangible Investments, sponsor of this segment of the show. It's official. Inflation at its highest level since the 1980s. And that's not Wayne Root. That's not Donald Trump. That's not Ron DeSantis. That's the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But that is the official inflation number, which does not include all the very things that are bankrupting middle-class people. Gas prices, energy prices, grocery prices. Inflation is even higher than the 1980s, probably the highest in history in the United States of America. And what can you do about it? You got to protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com. Or call 800-384-41. Tangible has 40 years experience, billions of dollars with a B in transactions, billions. And if you say war, as in Wayne Allyn-Root, to Tangible, they guarantee you the best prices in the country for gold and silver and the best customer service. Call Tangible Investments now. Toll free, 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Check them out. Lowest prices in the country. Our guest is here, Cheryl Chumley. From the Washington Times, she is their online opinion editor, author of the new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me. It's always great to chat with you.
Yes, so we certainly are like-minded people because I'm looking at the highlights of your book, and all of these are things I agree with 110%. You identify in the book who is to blame for the government taking control of our lives before we get to, you know, using the chaos of COVID pandemic to cloak their plan. Let's talk about who is to blame. You identify the people who are in charge of taking our rights away, our civil liberties away. Give us the list, Cheryl.
Ultimately, I would have to put the blame with the American people for letting this happen, right? Because you, for instance, have been warning for 2+ years about the loss of liberties based on the exploitation of fear. So ultimately, American citizens. But really, the leaders of this pack, the anti-American pack, has been, you know, Bill Gates, of course, Anthony Fauci, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all your normal players. And there's also an interesting one that I highlighted in my book on in the chapter on contact tracing, and that is Bobby Rush, a congressman, Democrat congressman, of course, from Illinois, who kind of took this $100 billion piece of legislation to push contact tracing using technology into America and ran roughshod with it. So that's kind of on the horizon. That's a look ahead of what we have coming.
And you did mention a couple of my favorites in charge of taking all our rights away and destroying all of our freedoms and destroying capitalism. You did mention Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. I'd say that's right near the top as well.
Absolutely.
Right. Klaus Schwab's bad. He turns out to be a bad, bad guy. Yeah, and George Soros, right? That's obviously, he's in the book, right? George Soros.
Well, he's always in any plot to take, you know, and crumble individual liberties in America. George Soros has a thumbprint on it, definitely.
All right, bad people. But the main point of your book is how government is using the chaos of the COVID-19 pandemic to put this plan into place to take away our freedoms, and they cover it up by using the chaos of COVID to distract us. I call it WMDs, weapons of mass distraction. Tell us exactly what the government is up to.
Well, one way, and I like how you explain that, because that's exactly how the government pushes this, right? One way the government is using deception and distraction to kill American liberties is through the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Plan. And that is basically when they take capitalism and instead of making corporations go survive based on profits, they make corporations survive based on the social justice programs that they promote. And there are so many companies in America who have signed on to this type of new capitalism capitalistic model. It's called stakeholder capitalism versus shareholder capitalism. And in America, the businesses that have signed on to it have pledged that they're going to be part of this new capitalism, this new great reset. And this is why we are seeing so many woke corporations in America. It's not happening willy-nilly. It's not happening just out of the blue. It's a concerted strategic effort coming from Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum to just completely upset how capitalism is done in America, so as to bring in a system where it's spread the wealth throughout the world.
Very scary stuff, and we all see it happening right in front of us. You know, I always compare it. All the things you're talking about, Cheryl, are all part of what I learned at Columbia University, class of 83, about Cloward Piven. This is all the Great Reset, and all the Great Reset is Cloward Piven. It's all been updated, but it's still what I learned 40 years ago at Columbia University. Cloward Piven was overwhelmed the system with debt and taxes and spending and welfare, and pretty soon the economy collapses, and then the country collapses, and then all the people are on their knees begging government to save them, and that's how you introduce socialism and communism to the United States. Sound familiar?
Honestly, Wayne, this is a book that you could have written, right? Because you're probably, you know, just as, if not more, educated on these issues than I am. And, you know, taking that you went to Columbia and graduated, you're probably more educated on this stuff. But this is what's taking place in America. And really, it ramped up under Barack Obama, right? And we all felt that in the conservative movement. That's when it became so bold. The left became so bold in how that they would just bypass and skirt laws and constitutional principles and so forth. And now Joe Biden, feckless Joe Biden, is being driven by the same Barack Obama type influences. And he uses the phrases Great Reset, and he talks about exactly what the World Economic Forum puts out. So this is happening in front of us, and the coronavirus is just the platform the left is using to instill enough fear to get their agenda set in motion before, hey, Donald Trump comes along, runs for the White House, and wins again.
Now, even during the lockdowns, the government said you can't go to church, you can't leave your house, we got to close non-essential business, which is pretty much every small business, and most of them are Republicans. Isn't that a coincidence? But they allowed mass protests, BLM protests, no problem, and they kept abortion clinics open. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing, and what's really amazing to me, though, is that for so long, the American people allowed it to occur. You know, I thought the sanest people in this country were those two gym owners in New Jersey who just ripped the plywood off the windows that the local bureaucrats had nailed to their door to close them to comply with pandemic shutdown orders. And these two guys said, no way, we're Americans, and we have a right to work for ourselves. We have a right to make our own money. And they constantly butted heads with the local authorities, but they kept their gym open. And we all watched that, and there were far too many Americans who thought that those two gym owners were the radical ones, when really those two fitness owners were the same ones. That's what America's about. And my big worry here, and the bigger reason why I wrote this book, is that I want Americans to realize that it's a mindset shift that's taken place under this pandemic, where our youth, and not just our youth, but our adults, are being trained and conditioned to look at government to tell us what to do, instead of just assuming that the individual rights come with us and taking them.
Well, the good news is that Joe Biden is the greatest Republican salesman in history. And so I saw some recent polls.
You said that.
Yeah, even with young people don't like the Democrat Party or Joe Biden anymore. So maybe, just maybe, even while they're being brainwashed, they're seeing an example of what not to do. They can see that he's ruining everything for them. So the numbers have dropped among young people even stronger than among older people. There's less support for Biden among young than old. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that there's a little bit of an awakening going on because of how bad the country is doing under Joe Biden. Some people's eyes are opening. But as you say in the book, it's the greatest political hoax the Democrats have ever inflicted on the American people. The virus was real, but the response was the hoax, right?
Absolutely. The Democrats, and they're still doing that. Look at what happened. You know, a federal judge ruled that the CDC's mandate for masks for public travel, that they were overreaching, and a federal judge threw it out, and everybody cheered, right? And great news. And what happened? 24 hours later, we've got the Department of Justice and Joe Biden in the White House whispering how they're going to appeal that order. Why? There is no science behind this. There's no sanity behind it at all. And my big concern is that Americans will go back to complying if the Justice Department appeals this and somehow face masks get put back in place on public travel again. There are too many Americans now who are afraid to speak up and buck the system and buck the government, and that's the problem in America right now. We need more rebellion from American citizens standing strong for their individual rights.
Yes. Well, the book is called Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And it certainly happened right in front of all of our eyes. And I'm afraid, Cheryl, it's not over. If we don't win in November, there will be an instant lockdown of America. They will blame COVID coming from China, a new variant, and they will lock us down because that's the way to kill capitalism. That's the way to end the greatness and the exceptionalism of America. And that's what they'll do. So we better win in the biggest landslide in history in November to prevent this from happening. Cheryl Chumley, thank you for your book, Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Thanks, Cheryl. Great to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. We shall return. WayneRoot at gmail.com is my email. My website, rootforamerica.com.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Boy, I'll bet Disney wishes they never opened their mouths. Go back in the hole you were hiding in. Disney stock just hit a 52-week low, down 35% this year. What a shame. Poor Disney. And I got this meme just now, Throwback Thursday, to the same date in 2019 with Trump as president. No inflation, stores stocked, supply chain healthy, low unemployment, economy booming, 401ks booming, cheap gas, North Korea behaving, China behaving, Russia behaving, Iran behaving, ISIS crushed, military of the United States stronger than ever, NATO paying its fair share, borders secure, low mortgage rates, crime rates low. Just think about that for a minute, and Disney stock high. Just think about how great things were in 2019. Can you imagine what we've let one man do to our country? Can you imagine? Thank you, Phil, for sending me that list. That was a great meme. Great meme. It's hard to even remember how good things really were under President Bush. They were fantastic. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Fellowship Home Loans. Things may not be good in America, but I'll tell you one thing that's still doing well. Home prices were up dramatically. I just saw the article moments ago. I think they're up 20%. I don't know. Some giant number. Homes are flying. And if you're looking to buy your home, buy a new home or sell your home. If you're looking to buy a new one after you sell yours. If you're looking to refi your home. If you're looking for a VA loan. You're looking for a reverse mortgage. They do it all at Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian. Everyone needs a friend in the mortgage business. Now you've got two. Mike and Brian are friends of Wayne Allyn. Now they're friends of yours when you just say war. Call them and say war. I'm friends of Wayne Root, and I need two friends in the mortgage business. Now you got Mike and Brian. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE. They handle purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or they just evaluate your current situation and give you advice. Mike and Brian, your friends in the mortgage business, 800-804-SAVE. So I had mentioned on this show a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was, that one of my fans sent me this black play going on in Los Angeles and what the requirements were to attend the play. And I was about to write a story about it tomorrow in my column about how insane Democrats are, you know,
who's going to write a story. And I couldn't find the name of the play. I couldn't find the lady's email. You know, she's a fan, a friend of a fan, who's the fan suggested she reach out to me. I couldn't find it. But I'm a pretty good private eye sleuth, you know. So I went online and I said, Black Play in Los Angeles. Nothing came up. And I said, Black Play in Los Angeles, directed by Felicia Rashad. That popped in my mind, that Ahmad Rashad's ex-wife and the wife of Bill Cosby on that Cosby TV show was the director of the play. Then when I said that, the name of a play popped up. It's called Blues for an Alabama Sky. And then I put into Google Blues for an Alabama Sky, playing in downtown Los Angeles, and suddenly the article came up. There's actually an article about it. She sent me the actual information she got in the mail. You know, if you want to go to the play tonight, you bought your friend, her friend bought tickets, and the friend got sick, so she gave the tickets to her. And so they actually sent this information for your upcoming performance of Blues for an Alabama Sky, directed by Felicia Rashad. Don't forget, you have tickets to Blackout Night of Blues for an Alabama Sky. Blackout Night, they call it. 2 hour and 30 minute performance, one intermission. Please plan to arrive early to allow enough time for vaccine verification and getting to your seat. Evening dedicated to the purposeful creation of an environment in which an all-black identifying audience can experience and discuss an event in the performing arts, film, athletic, and cultural spaces free from the white gaze, meaning they don't want white eyes to even look upon their performance. Only blacks need apply. No whites want it. How about that sign? How sick is this? Sick. Racist. And then, important vaccine requirement info. We require all guests to wear a mask inside the theater. What a joke. And provide proof of full vaccination and a government-issued photo ID upon arrival. Boosters are strongly recommended. Can you imagine the mental insanity of these people? Insanity. Just, I don't know what to say anymore. It's impossible to say anything because it's so stupid and it's so racist and it's so wrong, and yet because they're liberal, they get away with it. Can you imagine if, you know, produced and directed by Wayne Allyn Root, come and see the play Nevada Sky by Wayne Allyn Root. We demand, it's an all-white cast, we demand an all-white audience, and no one in the audience is allowed to have a vaccine. We demand proof of no vaccine. Can you imagine if I said that? Oh, my gosh. A white play, all-white cast, no black eyes shall gaze upon it. Only whites allowed in to watch the play. And no one could be vaccinated. You're not allowed to pay for a ticket. Forget it. We don't even want your money if you've ever been vaccinated. And if you put on a mask, you're not wanted. Only people without masks and no vaccines are allowed in. How about if I did that? You think liberals would react a little bit, respond a little bit over that? It would be a hit, all right. You'd have lines going around the corner. Be the biggest hit in the history of plays. It's the only play I'd go attend would be one where you don't have to be vaccinated. You don't need a mask. I don't know about the white stuff. That's not my kind of thing. But the mask, I don't want them.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.